Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Only Mine by Elizabeth Lowell, narrated by Richard Ferrone. This work is copyrighted 1992 by Two of a Kind, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2001 by Recorded Books. The bastard son of an English Viscount and a Cheyenne shaman's daughter, Wolf Lone Tree reluctantly agrees to rescue beautiful, pampered Lady Jessica Charteris from an unwanted arranged union, if she agrees to accompany him to America to live as a frontier wife. And now, Only Mine.
Prologue. London, 1867. Marry you, Alf? Wolf Lone Tree laughed aloud as he twirled her across the dance floor. Don't be ridiculous. What would a half-breed mustang hunter do with an English aristocrat? I'm Scots, not English, Jessica Charteris said automatically. I know. Wolf smiled the way he used to years before when he had tweaked her long braids to tease her. You still rise to the bait just like a hungry trout. Concealing the urgency and fear that lay beneath her flirtatious exterior, Jessica tilted back her head and smiled up at Wolf. It would be a perfect union, she said coaxingly. You have no need of heirs because you have neither lands nor titles to pass on. I have neither need of money nor desire for the marriage bed. We both enjoy silence and conversation together. We like to ride, to hunt, and to read in front of a fire. What more could be asked of a marriage? Wolf's delighted laughter drew more than one glance from the titled lords and ladies who graced Jessica's 20th birthday party. Wolf ignored both the looks and the aristocratic company. The man they called the Viscount Savage had learned long ago that his place was in America, not in England with its titles and cold disdain of his illegitimate birth. Marry you. As Wolf repeated the words again, he shook his head, delighting in the company of the sprite whose hair was an auburn so deep that only direct sunlight revealed its hidden fire. Ah, Elf, I've missed your quickness and mischief. I've laughed more in the few minutes I've been here than in the years without you. I'll tell Lord Robert to bring you with him on his next hunting trip, or perhaps your future husband is a sportsman. Lord Gore, is that his name? I have yet to meet your fiancé. Is he here tonight? Fear made Jessica miss a step in the smooth waltz. Wolf caught her and set her right with the same casual grace as he did everything. Forgive me, he murmured. I'm clumsy tonight. You're like a great dark cat, and you know it as well as I. It was my clumsiness, not yours. Though Jessica's voice was light, Wolf sensed something just beneath her glittering surface. He watched her with dark eyes as they waltzed, hardly able to credit what he was seeing. Gone was the thin child with ice-blue eyes, burning red hair, and quick laughter. In her place was a stunning young woman who had an uncomfortable effect on his senses, an effect he had refused to acknowledge for years. A clumsy elf? Wolf asked. Not possible, little one. Like a marriage between a half-breed bastard and the Lady Jessica Charteris. He grinned, showing strong white teeth against the darkness of his skin. What a lively mind you have. I must compliment you on your wit. Jessica stumbled again, and again was caught by the easy strength of the man who was holding her within the civilized confines of the waltz. Yet even on the dance floor, Wolf's power was apparent. She had always thought of his strength as a refuge, even when she hadn't been able to see him for years on end. She had lived on her memories, on the knowledge that there was one place on earth of refuge for her. Believing that had kept her from panic when her guardian insisted on the marriage to Lord Gore. But now Wolf's refuge no longer seemed available to Jessica, leaving her fighting for her life alone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?